One of the questions I get the most is, how does Language Life work? Learn how to become fluent in any language on demand. How does that work? Let's talk about it today. For a full answer on the any language part of that, I recommend this episode of How to Learn a Language. In this episode, I explain how I've been able to teach people 27 languages that I don't know, as well as 9 that I do. See it up here and down here. But the answer to the other bit, the on-demand bit, is that there is a series of core principles and processes that I teach in Language Life that work across the board. As and when you're ready to use them, you can whip them out and you can do it on demand. And no, these aren't just generic, bland stuff because they're not language specific. Instead, they're actually useful and easy to remember principles and processes that you're able to tweak and adjust as we work together throughout your time in the program, so that you have something that is unique to you, that is bespoke, that is custom, but that we've worked on from the core model of everything, all the processes inside Language Life. Because it's not just languages that change. There needs to be room to adjust for specific situations and personalities and all of that other stuff that so often gets ignored if we're just looking for language-specific resources. Here's an example of one process that I teach and how this works across languages and across levels. So that is the solo speaking habit. It is really important if you want to speak better and more fluently and more confidently and faster and all of that. It is better if you develop a solo speaking habit. Most of the practice that you do will be on your own, so that when you have this moment where you are stood in front of someone, it's not the first time that you're about to speak, because you've done it, because you've had a solo speaking habit. So this is important across the board for any language, obviously, but also at any level. Now, if you're a beginner, this might feel super intimidating. You might be thinking, I'm not ready to speak, I don't know what to say, and you don't have to have something to say. In the beginning, what we can do is we can strip back that first stage of speaking, that conceptualization, that figuring out what to say, and we can be reading out loud stuff that you've previously written, stuff that someone else has written, or even just your vocab list. It doesn't matter what you're reading. To start off, you're just going to be reading something aloud and speaking. And that is the first stage, if you're a complete beginner, of developing that solo speaking habit. Whereas if you come into Language Life and you're more intermediate to advanced with your languages, it's still a useful habit to develop, because then you can be thinking about intentionally expanding what you say. So there is this thing in language learning, right, called fossilization. And this happens to so many learners, myself included, all the time, where you can cope in a situation, right? You can get by, you can say the things that you want to say, and the mistakes that you make kind of don't matter. Other people tolerate them. They're not correcting you because they can still understand you, so you tolerate them too. And so those mistakes become fossilized, right? They become just part of you, the way that you speak that language. And it's really easy not to work on improving those mistakes and stay in that stage of fossilization. Whereas if you're there now, in that intermediate stage, perhaps in the more advanced stage too, you've still got a bit of this fossilization going on. Developing a solo speaking habit means that you are able to be actively thinking, okay, what are these mistakes I'm looking out for? I've done it again, I've done it again, I've done it again, right? We need to think about fixing this. So it gives you that chance to really work on this, so you're not just stuck at a plateau, you're actually moving forward and advancing still in the language. And that's just one example of one process that I teach and how we work to adapt it regardless of level, regardless of language. What about the program structure then? How does that work? Well, it would be easy, right? I could just give you a bullet point and be like, here you go, this, go, there you go, that's the thing, that's it, right? You're then left to figure out what to do on your own with just some information. Like, meh, that's not gonna work. We can do so much better than that. And the way that we do better than that in Language Life is with this perfect combination of the three things that you need to get better at learning languages. And that consists of your self-study library. So all of the knowledge that you'll be acquiring is there in the self-study library. We have the support and feedback from me, so you're not just left on your own with that new knowledge in the self-study library. You have the support from me to check in and be like, oh, can you explain this again? Or how would this work for me, right? That is all getting customized there. And then we have regular practice. This isn't just a case of learn how to learn a language very separately to your language learning. No, it's all combined so that you're actively able to apply what you learn and the feedback that you get into your language learning as we work together through the program, not separately, kind of side by side, two different things. It's all internal, it's all combined, and that's the structure of the program. Let's go through these three core elements one by one. So we'll start with that self-study library. This is really the heart of language life. This is where you will learn the principles and the processes that all make up successful language learning. Of course, there are lessons here on language topics like reading and writing and speaking and listening, vocabulary and grammar, but we don't end there because that is not enough to learn a language successfully. We also dig into things like goals and habits and mindset, and these things matter because they actually give you a chance to really reflect on yourself and your role in your language learning. So it's really not a case of wasting time on the vocab resource because vocabulary, reading. No, you have a chance to really include yourself in this whole process and consider what motivates you, what goals do you want to set, what habits work for you. All of this is sculpted around you. As I say, the self-study library is the heart of language life. Really, you are the heart of language life. You are the heart of your language learning, and you need to be right at the center of it all so that everything is working with you, not against you. We look at balance too, and I teach you how you can learn multiple languages at once without losing it. And without sacrificing one for another. This is so important because there are multiple ways to multilingualism. It's not just a case of having to learn one and wait and then the other and wait. That's one way, and that can work wonderfully for some people, but for others, there's other ways. And we go into all of that so that you have the full roster of information that you can then decide, this is the way I want right now. And we consider how to integrate languages into your life and how to discover new areas of enjoyment too, and really bring in cultural aspects as well to your language learning so that you're not just learning words in isolation, detached from the cultures that that language is connected to. It is something that is much more whole than that. And this really matters because your language learning should be fun and enjoyable, and it should be also a relevant part of your life and not something that feels like it just lives over here and the other things in your life live over here and here. This can be something that really bleeds into all areas of your life if you want it to. So we talk about that as well. So that self-study library on its own is great. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna try and be modest here. It's really, really wonderful. It's one of the things that I've created that I am most proud of, if not the thing, to be honest. I love it. But things really begin to bloom for you when we include that support and feedback that you get throughout your time in the program. Now, this is included very intentionally to make sure that you have a chance to apply everything that you learn from the self-study library and get feedback on what's working and what's not working. This is the bit where the fine-tuning comes in, the personalization comes in, and the language-specific stuff begins to come in as well. I, for one, naturally, don't have experience with all 7,000 languages of the world, but I do have experience with quite a lot of them, and that experience is what has led me to be able to become fluent in any language on demand if I want to, right? It is there, that knowledge and those skills are there, and that means that I can help you learn any language. The language specific stuff, it doesn't matter too much. If there is a problem, I will help you solve it. First up then is our monthly reviews and feedback. At the end of every month, you are invited to share with me your monthly review of what you enjoyed, what you didn't enjoy that month, what went well, what didn't go well, and a little plan looking forward for the next month as well. I then share my feedback with you and offer suggestions for ways that you may want to adjust going forward, and it's really a chance to also give some of those language-specific suggestions and recommendations and resources too. This chance to develop this skill of reflection on a regular basis is hugely important because this is something that will get quicker and easier with time. So by the time you're ready to leave language life, you have this down to a T and you're able to do this for yourself as and when you need. Secondly, throughout the self-study library, there are end of chapter one-on-one check-ins. So there are these regular moments where you can book in for that little one-on-one time with me and just make sure you've understood everything, you're going in the right direction. If you have any specific questions as well about that particular topic, we can get everything cleared up one-on-one. And this is something that I've included because I don't want you to just feel like you're left out in the lurch. You've learned all this new stuff and then you're just like, okay, now what, right? We make sure that you've got everything you need and you are happy with how to use it all. And thirdly, in terms of support and feedback, the Question Bank private podcast feed. So this is how your regular questions get answered. There's no waiting around on a long Zoom call at an inconvenient time. Instead, you submit unlimited questions and I respond with my personalized answers to you in our private podcast feed exclusively for Language Life members. Finally, our live calls. Now, we intentionally don't have an overload of unnecessary calls in Language Life. Instead, we have actually worth your time and impactful calls. Calls like our monthly Dabbler's Den session. This is a chance to learn a brand new language together every single month. These calls are open to all, but it's only inside Language Life that you get replay access. And then we have our cozy chats, which happen quarterly and are a great chance to just reconnect with Language Life members and check in on those topics about language learning that don't always get as much airtime. And I want to share some honest feedback with you on this. When I upgraded the Language Life course setup, kind of 2022, 2023 time, one Language Life member said that they felt like this was the missing piece of Language Life. So I'm really happy to hear that this is, like I say, actually impactful and worth your time calls. And our final piece of the puzzle is the regular practice. Within Language Life, you get multiple opportunities for regular practice in the languages that you're learning. And this is the bit that you might be thinking more than any other, how does this work for any language and for any level? And the answer is with well-crafted speaking and writing prompts and challenges. You get 7 new speaking and writing prompts each week, so that's enough for one every single day to inspire something new, to inspire you to produce something in the language, be it speaking, be it writing. I share with you how to use any prompt at any level in a workshop of the same name, so you can be confident that you'll still get chances to practice regardless of your level right now, regardless of your language, or how creative you think you are. Plus, our challenges are designed to get you thinking beyond words and grammar. They're often a mix of task-based activities, language and cultural discovery, and program engagement reminders. So this is a great feature for you if you know that you do well with external accountability. And yeah, that is it for this episode. That is how Language Life works. That is the core of everything inside. If you would like to join, you can do so at the link in the description. Alternatively, if you want to hear more from me, I highly recommend joining my Language Sparks email club, where I'm sharing plenty more about how you can become the best multilingual version of yourself. And that is it for today. As always, like, subscribe, comment, all of the things, and I will see you next time. Thank you. Bye.